This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that H3N2, a variant of influenza referred to as the super flu, is increasing nationwide. In Montana, flu cases are surging in Gallatin County as the H3N2 variant spreads particularly strongly among children. Dr. Anna Messick at Hatch Pediatrics in Bozeman said she's seen 5 to 10 patients a day with the flu. Dr. Messick said, "Most commonly we've been seeing really high fevers, up to 5 days of a really high fever." The CDC Weekly U.S. Influenza Surveillance Report stated that there have been 3,100 deaths from flu so far this season and 8 reported flu-related pediatric deaths. As of December 27th in Gallatin County, 374 cases of influenza have been reported, said Gallatin City County Health Officer Lori Christensen. Christensen added that Gallatin County has also reported 8 hospitalizations of people with influenza cases as of December 27th. "The influenza season is being reported as fairly intense this year nationally," said Christensen. Dr. Messick thinks that flu numbers will keep rising throughout the rest of the flu season. Dr. Messick said, "I don't think we've reached the peak yet." Along with high fever, other influenza symptoms include sore throat, headaches, a cough, and a runny nose. Dr. Messick said she's also seen children with symptoms like viral myositis, temporary muscle weakness. Sometimes the H3N2 flu manifests with pain and weakness. Dr. Messick said, "It presents as really bad leg pain in most of these kids," she explained. Dr. Messick recommends getting vaccinated, saying, "The flu shot will not only reduce the likelihood of getting the flu, but it also does a good job at reducing complications from the flu." Dr. Messick said, "It reduces your risk of hospitalization." Health experts recommend vaccination, frequent hand washing and mask wearing, and staying home from school, daycare, and work if you're sick to try to prevent the spread of influenza and also of COVID, RSV, and other respiratory diseases, which all are peaking nationwide. In north central Montana, Lewis and Clark County Public Health is offering free arsenic and uranium testing for private water wells. The county health department started offering the free water quality tests after a study found arsenic and uranium in groundwater in the area, formed naturally from bedrock and from nearby irrigation. The Lewis and Clark County Water Quality Protection District will offer a $300 rebate to anyone who installs a water treatment system if their test results exceed the standard amount. Almost 30 homeowners have completed tests that had results come back exceeding the safe drinking water limit for either arsenic or uranium. Keegan McClanahan, hydrogeologist for the Water Quality Protection District, said, "There are serious health effects to being exposed to arsenic and uranium over long-term periods. That's why we're testing for them. Water quality does change over time, so even if you tested a few years ago and it comes back very low, then the water seems safe, things can change." At-home test kits are available for pickup at the Lewis and Clark County Water Quality Protection District office in Helena.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.